changing your tune.
Good morning from WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center, Wisconsin. It is 55 degrees. The time is 5 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. No sentencing date's been announced for Hunter Biden, but the court of public opinion is weighing in after the president's son was convicted of lying about his drug use on a form that he filled out when he bought a gun.
He had lived a life that has gotten him to this point.
Was Hunter Biden guilty? Based on what I read, what I saw, sure he was guilty.
Faces up to 25 years in prison, but legal experts say it's unlikely he'll serve much, if any, time behind bars. The president travels to Italy today for G7 meetings. There'll be information released on the U.S. economy, the latest consumer price index. Primary voters in four states were at the polls on Tuesday. In Nevada, Sam Brown won the Republican Senate primary. He'll face two-term Democratic Senator Jackie Rosen in November. And as Secretary of State Antony Blinken pushes a ceasefire proposal in the Middle East, Hezbollah fired a barrage of rockets into northern Israel. This is ABC News. Today marks 30 years since Nicole Brown Simpson and Ronald Goldman were murdered in Los Angeles, the beginning of the events that set up O.J. Simpson's trial of the century.
If Nicole Brown Simpson were alive today, she would have been 65 years old. Ron Goldman would be 55. It was a murder case the world watched.
If it doesn't fit, you must acquit.
So many years after the murders, Nicole's sisters talking to our Diane Sawyer about what she would be like today.
Oh my gosh, what would she look like?
Beautiful.
I know.
She'd be fit.
Ron Goldman's family members are still fighting for money they never received from a civil judgment against O.J. Simpson. Alex Stone, ABC News.
An off-duty security guard's been charged with murder in Washington State. Authorities say he stopped three teens outside of a store near Seattle because of what he believed was a gun, but was actually an airsoft pistol. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
Here's the first forecast of the day. Partly cloudy, warmer, turning a little bit more humid today, and a daytime high of 85. There's a 40% chance of spotty showers and thunderstorms by this afternoon. Scattered showers and thunderstorms likely tonight, and a low of 64. Thursday, partly sunny, warm, and a bit muggy. A 30% chance of a few showers or thunderstorms, a high of 84. Thursday night, mostly clear, a low of 56. Friday, mostly sunny and pleasant with lower humidity and a high of 80. 76 on Saturday with a 40% chance of scattered showers, maybe a thunderstorm. Currently in Richland Center, our temperature at midnight was 63. We are down from that. Currently, it is 55 degrees on the Wirtz floor and home temperature gauge. We get today started Wednesday, June 12th.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light, what so proudly we hail at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched, were so gallantly streaming. And the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave?
Build my
We start the day in a positive way with Gene Watson on WRCO's Light in the Milk House show. We open up the day officially with our national anthem sung by the Oak Ridge Boys. Hello, my friends. It's Wednesday, June 12th. Phil Nee with you down the old trail, courtesy of Vibe Power. And here we are together again. Some things to tell you about here, some things to see and do. Later on, chances to win and qualify just for doing what you're doing, listening to the radio. And we'll recap some scores in about 10 minutes. The games at the state baseball tournament, they're getting pretty fortunate with weather. I know they've kind of allowed more time this year in case there are some weather problems, and they really haven't had to deal with that. And the Brewers lost one yesterday to the Toronto Blue Jays. More about that in about 10 minutes. Here is George Strait.
Baby, since you left me, there's somebody new. She thinks I'm perfect, I swear. She likes my body, my class, and my charm. I've got a confident air. She respects my ambition, thinks I'm talented too, but she's in love with an image time is bound to see through. Oh, you know me better than that. You know the me that gets lazy and fat. How moody I can be, all my insecurities. You've seen me lose all my charm. You know I was raised on a farm. Oh, she tells her friends I'm perfect and that I love her cat. But you know me better than that.
Yeah.
Anderson on the Mel Kaus Show, 5:15. Today is Wednesday, June 12th. Well, going on today, Bedazzled by an Indiana Jones-style magic and adventure show. Magician Great Scott and the Magic Archaeology Adventure will be at the Brewer Public Library in Richland Center. That gets underway today at 1 o'clock. Biola United Methodist Church will host a strawberry shortcake grilled hamburger supper. That happens tonight from 5 until 7. Cost will be just $10 for adults, $5 for children 12 and under, or $30 per family. Carryouts are available by calling 608-627-1910. Join the Woodman Senior Center for a Diamond Joe Casino bus trip to Dubuque coming up tomorrow. The charge, $35 per person, and that also includes $10 for free play and $15 for meal credit. Those taking part must be 21 and over. I guess I can't go. Well, I guess it doesn't say that maturity level, just 21 and over, so maybe I can. Anyway, the bus will depart from the Richland Center Community Center at 9. Check-in will be at 8:30 tomorrow, and the bus will return approximately at 5 o'clock. For further information and to register, contact Cheryl at the Woodman Senior Center, and that number is 608-647-8108, and that would be extension number 3. Here's David Houston.
Hear me calling, baby. Come over here and love me. Hold your loving body close to mine. Crazy, you're driving me crazy. Babe, you don't mean to, but you never know what's going on in a woman's mind. I know you've been hurt before. You don't know what you're looking for, and you're lonely. If you'll only let me stay, I will kiss the tears away and love you. On my knees now, baby. I know that you're a lady, but I wanna watch the sun come up with you, baby. Hear me calling, baby. Come over here and love me. Hold your loving body close to mine. I know that you're a lady, but I wanna watch the sun come up with you. I know that you're a lady, but sometimes ladies need a little loving too.
Coming up, a look at sports scores, and never fear, the aerobic polka is near.
Attention farmers and folks in need of quality supplies. Engine Creek Farm Store has got you covered. Located at 11678 Yuba Drive, Hillsboro, Wisconsin, Engine Creek Farm Store is your local oasis for all things farm and machinery supplies. From essential tools to supplies that keep your farm running smoothly, they've got it all. And guess what? Engine Creek Farm Store goes beyond the farm. You can also pick up some rugged clothes and boots for those hardworking days. Give them a call at 608-528-4001.
Boscobel is Wisconsin's outdoor recreation destination. The Boscobel Chamber of Commerce encourages your visit soon. Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialists are experts in complete collision repair, paint matching, and restoration. Call 375-4434. Your hometown A&W serves juicy burgers, melty curds, and root beer floats. The double cheeseburger combo is only $7.99. Enjoy the place and the taste that will bring you back. The Paisley Star Quilt Shop and Country Depot has all of your quilting gifts and decor. Be sure to like the Paisley Star, Highway 61 on Facebook. And Boscobel Lumber is your small town yard where service matters, from new construction to remodeling. Let Boscobel Lumber help you with free estimates.
It's time for Civic Media's Scotty Summer Text to Win Contest right here on this local Civic Media radio station. We're hooking you up with Wisconsin Dells prize packs, Milwaukee Brewers club level tickets, plus the chance to win a summer getaway to Door County, Lake Geneva, or a lake house vacation. Download the Civic Media app in the Apple or Google stores. Find your station and get set to text for your chance to win in this statewide contest. It's your shot to win with Scotty Summer on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
521, an update on sports is next on WRCO. Yesterday, it was state baseball actions. Division 4 and 3 were in action. Solon Springs was a winner against Johnson Creek, 7-0. Aliva Strum, 3-2 over Pacelli in D4, setting the stage for the championship game coming up on Thursday. Division 3 saw Kenosha St. Joseph get the win, 2-1 over Bonduelle, and Aquinas shut out Cumberland. That final score was 10-0. Divisions 2 and semifinals for Division 1 will be played later today at Neuroscience Group Field at Fox City Stadium. UC Kikuchi and four Toronto Blue Jay relievers combined to shut out the Milwaukee Brewers 3-0 last night. Kikuchi gave up 3 hits in 5 innings, walked 4, and struck out 5 to record consecutive wins for the first time since April. So the Brewers lost last night, and the series is now even at 1 game apiece. Next up, Chris Bassett will be pitching for the team for the Blue Jays against Milwaukee, and the Brewers will counter with right-handed pitcher Tobias Myers. That is going on later today as the Brewers play afternoon ball. 1:10 first pitch time today on WRCE FM 107.7 and 1450 AM. It was a big day for interleague games. Baltimore 4-0 over Atlanta. Tampa Bay got by the Cubs 5-2. Washington 5, Detroit 4. Philadelphia 4-1 over Boston. Cleveland 5, Cincinnati 3. Colorado beat the Twins 5-4. Houston 3, San Francisco 1. San Diego 4-3 over Oakland. The Dodgers 15, Texas 2. Arizona 9-4 over the Angels. In the American League, Yankees 10, Kansas City 1, Seattle 4-3 over the White Sox. In the National League, Miami 4-2 over the Mets, Pittsburgh 2, and St. Louis 1. Yesterday in the majors.
Lust Auction Service. Bid, buy, and sell now at WisconsinSurplus.com. Auctions end daily. Don't miss out. Visit WisconsinSurplus.com today. Meister Log and Lumber Company. Buying logs and lumber throughout Wisconsin since 1936. Call Toby Witkowski, your local professional forest manager, at Meister Log & Lumber. And Schmidt Woodland Hills, a modern assisted living community that offers different levels of assistance based on need. It's more than living, it's living well at Schmidt Woodland Hills, Richland Center.
5:24, the time, Lighting the Milk House Show. Time to light it up officially with the old aerobic polka, guaranteed for what ails ya. Here we go!
Polka, don't marry my daughter, she likes to dance every night. If you can't do the polka, don't marry my daughter, each night would just be a fight, fight, fight. And if you ever win her, you'll keep her much thinner by knowing your left from your right. If you can't do the polka, don't marry my daughter, for she likes to dance every night. If you don't like kielbasa, don't marry my daughter, she likes to eat every night. If you don't like kielbasa, don't marry my daughter, each night would just be a fight, fight, fight. Just pretend it's a wiener, the wieners are leaner, they don't have the taste that excites. If you don't like kielbasa, don't marry my daughter, for she likes to eat every night. We'll be right back.
If you don't like draft beer, boy, don't marry my daughter. I like to drink every night. If you don't like draft beer, boy, don't marry my daughter. Each night would just be a fight, fight, fight. Go buy me another and one for her brother, and you'll be a bit of a right. If you don't like draft beer, boy, don't marry my daughter, for I like to drink every night.
Hey, there you go. That was the If You Can Do the Polka, Don't Marry My Daughter polka from Wolfgang Mueller right here on the Light in the Milk House Show. Getting you all tuned up for Wednesday. This is Farron Young.
I'm the center of attention in this barroom, 'cause I've got the biggest heartache of the year. And each night those swinging doors reach out for me and draw me in. I'll say no.
Like a fox on the run.
Tom T. Hall on the Mel Cow Show. Today's forecast calls for a hot one. A high of 85 later on today, partly cloudy, warmer, and turning more humid. A 40% chance of spotty showers and thunderstorms by this afternoon. Scattered showers and thunderstorms likely tonight, a low of 64. Thursday, partly sunny, warm, and a bit muggy again. 84 for a high, and a 30% chance of a few showers or thunderstorms in the afternoon. Right now, we're at 55 degrees.
This Farm News and Market Report on WRCO Radio is sponsored in part by Meister Log and Lumber Company, your local professional foresters, assisting you in forest management goals. Call Toby Witkowski from Meister Log and Lumber about buying your logs and standing timber.
I'm Kara Hart with Ag News on Brownfield. Add bushels to your crop this summer with Full Scale from Helena. Learn more on the FieldLink podcast or ask your Helena representative. The ranking member of the Senate Agriculture Committee says the Republican-drafted framework of the Farm Bill puts farmers first. Senator John Bozeman from Arkansas says the framework modernizes the farm safety net, facilitates the expansion of access to overseas markets, makes significant investments in ag research, and also makes historic investments in conservation and protects nutrition programs. Craig Meeker, a Kansas farmer and president of the National Sorghum Producers, says it contains what farmers need.
The cost reduction adjustments are critical.
Senator Bozeman says the proposal builds on the momentum from the committee's passage of the House version of the Farm Bill and Chairwoman Stabenow's release of the Senate Democratic priorities. Bozeman told reporters on a Tuesday call that the goal is to get a Farm Bill across the finish line this year, but if it doesn't seem possible, an extension of the current Farm Bill is likely. Wisconsin will require proof of a negative H5N1 test for lactating dairy cattle going to fairs and exhibition. The new order was issued Tuesday and takes effect June 19th, the opening date for the first fair of the season at Elroy. An ag meteorologist says short-term outlooks show elevated chances of precipitation for parts of the Midwest. Eric Hunt with Nebraska Extension says some lower pressure systems could develop in the next 10 days.
Certainly, we could have several inches of rain across a lot of Nebraska, western Iowa, and up here into Minnesota and Wisconsin.
He said some tropical activity in the Gulf of Mexico could also bring some added moisture.
This could go straight north up into maybe even getting into Nebraska. Probably more likely scenarios that it gets pushed further east into Missouri, Illinois, and Indiana.
Hunt says June rains would be timely for farmers and ranchers. He says the upper Midwest remains wet. An ag economist says renewable energy is a driving factor in the future of farmland values. Jim Mintert with Purdue's Center for Commercial Agriculture says in the latest CME Group Ag Economy Barometer, farmers expect energy production to have a larger impact in the next 5 years.
And this last 2 months, we added the category of energy production from solar or wind. In April, 8% of the producers in the survey who think farmland values are going to increase pointed to energy production. This month, 12%.
He tells Brownfield the survey indicates there are more farmers having conversations with solar companies. An ag land appraiser says the land market is stable, but sales have been extremely slow. Jared Royer with Compeer Financial tells Brownfield
that November to February timeframe, I just don't have sales that have occurred that aren't anywhere close to arm's length transactions since that time.
Royer says increased interest rates and relatively lower commodity prices are contributing to the sluggish market. I'm Kara Hart for Brownfield.
With Clarifly Larvicide, you get more than just a fly control product. You get more support, more expertise, and more control to prevent the emergence of nuisance flies from the manure of treated cattle by as much as 96%. It's perfectly blended in your mineral supplement to become a part of what you're already doing, feeding your cattle. Get control of flies with a comprehensive program built around Clarifly Larvicide and Starbar products. To learn more about Clarifly Larvicide, contact your local feed dealer or visit centralflycontrol.com.
Proper nutrition for your livestock is as close as Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative. The team at the co-op is pleased to offer economy brand feed, providing a balanced ration at a great price without sacrificing quality. From a few bags to bulk on the farm delivery, they have you covered. Talk to the co-op for more details or to schedule a visit. Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative, 300 South Walnut, Reedsburg, 524-3815.
Another slow day for direct cash cattle business and cash hogs into the day lower. Good morning. I'm Megan Grebner with your Brownfield Livestock Market Report. Direct cash cattle trade activity was quiet again Tuesday. Bids and asking prices weren't established. If business follows the trend of recent weeks, look for significant trade volume to develop sometime Thursday or Friday. At the Callaway Livestock Center in Missouri, steer calves 400 to 650 pounds were steady. A lighter offering of steer 650 to 700 pounds were mostly $8 to $12 higher. Feeder heifers 400 to 500 pounds were steady to firm. Heifers 500 to 550 pounds were $5 to $10 lower. Heifers 600 to 650 pounds were $5 to $10 higher, with spots of $12 higher. The USDA says demand was moderate to good on a moderate offering. Quality overall was not as attractive as last week. Medium and large one-feeder steers, 507 to 544 pounds, brought $332 to $368. Feeder steers, 615 to 648 pounds, brought $300 to $322.50. Medium and large one-feeder heifers, 600 to 634 pounds, brought $275 to $282.25. Boxed beef close mixed with light to moderate demand. Four solid offerings. Choice up 79 cents at 318.21. Select closed 42 cents lower at 301.50. Estimated cattle slaughter was 123,000 head even on the week and down about 4,000 on the year. Cash hogs closed lower with a solid negotiated run. Processors didn't have to get aggressive in their procurement efforts in order to move needed numbers Tuesday. Demand, however, is a bright spot for the market. Global demand for U.S. pork has been strong. Domestic demand has also seen an uptick. However, the ample supplies of market-ready hogs and higher hog weights can add pressure to the market. Barrels and gilts at the National Daily Direct were $1.08 lower with a weighted average of $87.05. The Iowa Minnesota closed 68 cents lower with a weighted average of $87.90. And the Western Corn Belt closed $1.11 lower with a weighted average of $87.47. Pork values closed sharply higher, up $3.24 at $103.66. Bellies jumped more than $16 Tuesday. Estimated hog slaughter was 482,000 head, up 1,000 on the week and up about 16,000 on the year. At the CME, live and feeder cattle were lower, waiting for the week's direct business to develop, and lean hog futures ended the day lower, pressured by fund liquidation. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
Improve grain quality more efficiently with AGI Mixed Flow Dryers. The dryer's screenless operation and computerized moisture control deliver consistently higher quality grain and heavier test weights per bushel, translating into maximum return on investment. To learn more about energy-efficient AGI mixed flow dryers and how they can add profitability to your farm, contact your local dealer or visit aggrowth.com. AGI, we're right there with you.
From grain storage and handling to conditioning and monitoring, AGI is right there with you, supporting your expertise with the largest catalog of industry-leading solutions. All to ensure your grain gets handled properly, you stay safe, and your profits continue to grow. We're AGI, and we're all in. To learn more about how AGI can support your farm, contact your local dealer or visit aggrowth.com.
Direct cattle business was quiet Tuesday. Midwest butcher hogs were steady. I'm John Perkins with the Brownfield Market Update. Stein's focus on delivering higher-yielding genetics faster than the competition is why they've released more Enlist E3 lines than any other company. Stein has yield. Soybeans and corn are lower, watching development weather ahead of Wednesday's supply and demand numbers. July beans were 10 and a quarter lower at 1178. August was down 11 at 1171 and three quarters. July corn was 2 and a quarter lower at 449 and a half. September was down 2 and a half at 453 and three quarters. Live and feeder cattle were lower, getting ready for widespread direct business. August live was down $1.05 at $178.92, and October was 45 lower at $181.72. August feeders were down $1 at $257.65. And with another round of fund liquidation, July hogs were 62 cents lower at $92.27. August lean was down $1.12 at $89.10. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update.
Farm to Fork with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Bloomington Livestock Exchange, providing quality, commitment, and excellence in all cattle sales. Check the schedule and learn more at bloomingtonlivestock.com.
An early warning system for crop disease infestations, next on Farm to Fork. If you're ready to try a highly effective microbial soil inoculant, then Rizol from ProGrow Bio should be your first choice. Rizol offers multiple benefits, like enhanced biomass, bigger yields, and improved soil health. 100% organic and works with conventional or organic crops, and comes in a soluble dry form for easy handling and long shelf life. Search the web for R-H-I-Z-O-L from ProGrow Bio.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
Imagine being able to detect crop diseases earlier and minimizing losses. That's what Insignum Ag Tech brings to the table. The Atlanta, Indiana company's founder and CEO is Kyle Moeller.
We create new genes out of plant DNA that enable the crops to use their pigments to talk to you. So our first piece of technology enables corn leaves to turn purple in the very early stage of disease so that farmers can treat exactly when and where, but only if they actually need to.
Moeller says drone aircraft can detect the color changes and alert growers to the problem sooner than traditional methods of crop scouting. Because the tech involves manipulation of the plant's own genes, Moeller says regulatory issues have to be considered, not just in the U.S., but elsewhere.
The commodity crops that we're trying to get into are shared around the world and exported around the world. And so, of course, we don't have any direct influence on how other countries regulate their biotechnology, but we're certainly developing something here that has a huge benefit to the environment and to agriculture and to those communities as well.
Learn more at InsignumAgTech.com. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Bloomington Livestock Exchange is a family-owned auction business. All special summer feeder cattle sales will be beef Holstein combination sales every second and fourth Friday through the months of June, July, and August. Bloomington Livestock Exchange will return to special Roundup feeder cattle sales in the fall. For more information, visit bloomingtonlivestock.com or give them a call at 608-994-2020.
Hello everyone, Brian from Walsh's. We have a great deal for Father's Day. Purchase any grill for $3.99 or more and we will deliver it free. Purchase a grill for $4.99 or more, not only will we deliver it free, but you will receive a $25 gift certificate to the Richland Locker. And from June 12th through the 15th, purchase any grill $2.99 or more and receive a free 20-pound LP fill-up. So stop in at Muscadet or Richland Center to get these and many other great deals. And as always, we appreciate your business.
I'm Nicole Haslip with Brownfield's Dairy Update. Wisconsin will require proof of negative H5N1 test for lactating dairy cattle going to fairs and exhibitions. The new order was issued Tuesday and takes effect June 19th, which is the opening date for the state's first fair. State veterinarian Darlene Conkle says the order is specific to show animals.
In-state herd-to-herd movement will not require testing with this order. This order is specific to movement to a fair or exhibition for lactating dairy cattle.
Ag Secretary Randy Rominski says the agency will be offering guidance and answering questions about the new order.
We have reached out to Wisconsin County Fairs Association. They're going to help us with outreach and communication to all the fairs.
Meanwhile, the state of Missouri kicked off its June Dairy Month celebration with a milk toast. Brownfield's Michelle Stangler filed this report.
Missouri's dairy industry contributes more than $2.1 billion to the state's economy. Chris Chen, Missouri's Director of Ag, says it's something to celebrate.
Really happy to help promote the hard work of our Missouri dairymen and women who work hard every single day to make sure that we have a wholesome, nutritious dairy product on the grocery store shelf.
Lieutenant Governor Mike Kehoe proclaimed June as Dairy Month on behalf of the governor at Central Dairy earlier this week. In Jefferson City, Missouri, I'm Michelle Stengler for Brownfield.
Gas dairy prices ended higher on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange Tuesday. Dry whey up a half a cent at 47.5 cents. Blocks up 3.75 at $1.93.5. Barrels up 4.25 at $2.01. Butter up 2.5 cents at $3.10.5. And unfat dry milk up a half a cent at $1.20. For more on these agricultural stories and more, visit brownfieldagnews.com and follow us on social media. I'm Nicole Haslip with Brownfield's Dairy Update.
There are plenty of lenders out there, but few know farming like Compeer Financial. We are here with industry knowledge, a commitment to agriculture, and a will to help you succeed. Whether you farm 300 acres or 3,000, or your herd size is big or small, Compeer Financial, here for you. Call 844-426-6733 or visit Compeer.com today. Compeer Financial is an equal credit opportunity lender and provider. Copyright 2024, all rights reserved.
Today's forecast calls for a high of 85 degrees. There's a 40% chance of spotty showers and thunderstorms by this afternoon. Southwest winds at 6 to 15 expected today. Scattered showers and thunderstorms likely tonight, a low of 64. Partly sunny, warm, and a bit muggy Thursday, with a 30% chance of a few showers or thunderstorms, a high of 84. Currently in Richland Center, the air is calm. Following a 63 midnight reading, we're down from that. It is 55 degrees. That's how it goes weather-wise today, Wednesday, June 12th.
There wasn't much love on the day you came. I was feeling my way with a heart gone lame. Life was so cold right then. I thought I'd never love again. Though my dreams of romance blew away with the wind. Oh, my heart beats slow. When my heart's alive, believe me, I know that the truth sounds strange. How an innocent smile made my whole life change. You call it coincidence, but I knew she was heaven sent when I fell.
this is love. I've never been here before, and when I leave, I won't come back anymore. For everything I've met since I've been here has only brought me pain. So when I leave, I won't come back again. Well, here I am on the corner of heart and mind, and the citizens of love are running blind, breaking one another's hearts and crying all the while, just like pain was going out of style. So this is love.
This is love.
I've never been here before, and when I leave, I won't come back anymore. For everything I've met since I've been here's only brought me pain. So when I leave, I won't come back again. In the state of confusion all the time, heartaches are always present, makes no difference where you turn, and the taxes take what happiness you earn. So this is love. I've never been here before, and when I leave, I won't come back anymore. For everything I've met since I've been here has only brought me pain. So when I leave, I won't come back again. So when I leave, I won't come back again. So when I leave, I won't come back again.
Tommy Cash, and So This Is Love. Tony Schumacher's weather is coming up in just a little bit. He'll kind of put it up in a nutshell and kind of let us know what we can expect. Looks like some rain off and on again in the forecast for a few days, and a little bit more heat and humidity building in, especially for today and tomorrow. Here's Billy Crash Craddock.
See you.
Billy Crash Craddock. Good morning, Ruby. Ruby, baby, at WRCO. Reynolds Feed and Supply, LLC, has hay auctions every Saturday at noon. They have great buyer demand for large rounds, large squares, and small squares of hay. Reynolds Feed and Supply is your southwestern Wisconsin one-stop feed mill, which offers the best in animal nutrition and health supplies at competitive prices to meet your farming needs. For more information on buying and selling at the auction, be sure to check the website, reynoldslivestock.com, or call them at 623-2121. Also, see current Reynolds Feed and Supply deals on calf pre-starter, calf blankets, shavings, and corn cob bedding.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, it looks like a typical early summer day, turning warm and a bit more humid across the region. And there could even be a few spotty showers and thunderstorms bubbling up this afternoon. The activity will start developing first back in Minnesota and northwest Wisconsin, then move southeast. And some additional thunderstorms are expected tonight as a cold front approaches from the northwest. Some of those could be on the heavy side. The greatest chance of severe weather, though, is back in Minnesota. We are expecting rain totals that could vary quite a bit across the region, anywhere from a quarter inch to over an inch through early tomorrow morning, depending on where those storms track over and over. Otherwise, we head into Friday, should be a quieter period with some less humid air pouring in from the northwest. Just a great day to get outside on Friday. Over the weekend into early next week, we'll see the south winds return, pulling back in moist air. It'll be turning quite muggy, and with that, almost a daily chance of a couple of showers and thunderstorms, with several disturbances moving across the region. Here's that forecast for today. Partly cloudy, warmer, and turning a touch more humid. 40% chance of spotty showers and thunderstorms by afternoon. High near 85 degrees. Southwest wind 6 to 15. Tonight, some scattered showers and thunderstorms likely, low at 64. Tomorrow, partly sunny, warm, and a bit muggy. 30% chance of a few showers or thunderstorms. High near 84 with a west wind between 10 and 20. Thursday night, mostly clear and comfortable. Low at 56. Friday, mostly sunny and pleasant with lower humidity. High near 80. Heading into Saturday, mostly cloudy and breezy with a 40% chance of scattered showers, maybe a clap of thunder. High 76. Sunday, breaks of sun, very warm and humid. 50% chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms, high 86. Continued very warm early next week with scattered thunderstorms possible. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Richland County Bank is a hometown independent bank. What is an independent bank? An independent bank is a locally owned commercial bank that is not affiliated with a multi-bank holding company. Independent banks' funds flow in and out through the community. Being a hometown independent bank makes Richland County Bank the best of both worlds. Not only does Richland County Bank know what's happening in the community, it's involved in what's happening in the community. The officers, directors, and staff all live here. Richland County Bank also understands the role local businesses and farms play in the well-being of the community and has since 1881. If you're looking for a banking partner that's dedicated to the community you call home, choose Richland County Bank, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender. Online at richlandcountybank.com. 55 degrees with clear and sunny conditions. Yesterday's high was 77. We did pick up a trace of precipitation. Record high 96 in 1970, record low 39 in 1958 and in 2023. Last year's high 71 and the low 39. So it was cold a year ago. Sunset will happen at 8:42 this evening. Sunrise time tomorrow 5:21. The air is calm, barometer at 29.88. No precipitation today with the overnight low. Our current reading following the midnight mark of 63, it is 55 degrees.
WRCO weather.